And his wife called him. And I think she said it like this, honey. I had a dream this morning before I got up. And I dreamed that Jesus was standing before you and you delivered him to be crucified. And there was terrible judgment because of that. Said, don't you have nothing to do with that just man, because I've suffered many things in a dream today. And she sat and told her husband while he was on his judge's seat. In verse 24 of Matthew 27 says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. Ain't no way to wash the blood of somebody's guilt off of your hands when you have contributed or you haven't warned them of the consequences of their reckless ways and their rejection of God's word. See, Jesus is not only the living word, he's the written word. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and Jesus is the living word. And he is what's written here. Just what this says is what he is. So we have him on our hands every day. But then the people, all the people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. I don't want nobody's blood on my hands and on my children. I'm not going to have it. I'm going to warn people what's going to happen to them. Church don't like it. Man, I'm not as popular as Carter was president. Not even that popular. Democrats voted for him at least. I'm going to warn God's people. I'm going to warn the wicked. You're going to hell if you don't straighten up. God's people, if you don't get sin out of your life, you're going to hell. You know when the rich man looked over at Abraham, began that conversation in Luke 16? The first thing Abraham said to him was, son, he was a son of God, but he was in hell. Son, in your lifetime you had good things and Lazarus evil things. And now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides, this is a big gulf in between. I know you want some water, but he can't pass from you to him, or him to you. He said, all right, Father. He said, if it's that bad, then send him back to my father's house. I've got five brethren. They're going to come to this place too. They're raised just like I am. They're a bunch of fools too. He said, no. If they don't hear the preacher, or Moses and the prophets, that's the preacher in the Bible, they wouldn't be persuaded if one went back from the dead. You know where they'd put him? In Chattahoochee. Come back from the dead and say, I've been to hell. That's a terrible place down there. And God let me come back to warn you folks. They'd send him straight to Chattahoochee and have six psychiatrists around there trying to straighten him out. Well, you know what's happened to the Jewish nation? That blood is still on them and their children. And they're not going to get rid of it till Jesus comes back. And they accept him as their Messiah. And in that, the Bible said the land will be cleansed from its blood. They're guilty of the blood of Jesus Christ. And they've suffered many things. I was reading yesterday the history of Israel during the Holy Crusades, the Holy Wars over there, how the Jews were crushed and killed again and again. One emperor would bait them up and help them start rebuilding the city. And then he'd die, and a more pagan emperor would rise in Rome, and he'd kill everyone he'd get his hands on and flatten the city back out again. It's been done that many times since A.D. 70 when it was crushed the first time. And they have suffered for screaming, let his blood be on us and on our children. I'm not going to let his blood be on me, and I'm not going to let your blood be on me either. In the 18th chapter of Acts, the great apostle Paul still believe what the prophet Ezekiel cried out. Son of man, if you don't warn the righteous and he died in his sin, You're going to be responsible for his blood. Listen to Paul. Verse 6 of Acts 18. When they opposed themselves and blasphemed as he preached, he shook his clothes, his raiment, and said unto them, your blood be on your own heads. I'm clean. From henceforth I'll go unto the Gentiles. See, up till Jesus came and his apostles came and showed them their sin, Jesus said, if I hadn't have come and spoken these words, you would have not had sin. But now since I've come and brought you this message, you don't have no cloak for your sin. See, they were all right till Jesus came. But when Jesus came and showed them a greater truth, and they rejected it, and Paul was putting up with the same group of people that were righteous until they heard the word of God and rejected it, he said, your blood be on your own heads. I'm clean. From henceforth I'll go to the Gentiles. And he departed and went into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. He was still a Jew. He's still a Jew. Them Jews still got saved, but they had to leave Judaism. He believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Praise God. Then spake the Lord to Paul in a night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold out thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I am much people in this city. Boy, that's the only time Paul ever got away that easy. He always got beat up, put in jail, shipwrecked, drug out of town and stoned, or something happened to him bad. He couldn't sing that old song Brother Oral's program starts out with, could he? Something good is going to happen to you. He could sing, something bad is going to happen to me this very day. It's on the way. It did happen to him. Why don't people read the Bible instead of listening to all these old foolish songs? That ain't going to save you, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to believe the word of God and build on it. The Bible said if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you'll suffer persecution too. The reason you don't suffer persecution, you don't live godly. When you live godly in Christ Jesus, the Bible guarantees you that you will suffer persecution. Now, you're going to believe the Bible, or are you going to believe some old song? I believe the Bible. This was the only city that Paul ever came to. He didn't get beat up, killed, put in jail, or run out of town. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And he said to the Jews, your blood be on your own head, I'm clean. Like he said in Acts 20 to the Gentile elders of Ephesus. He said, I call you to record this day that I am free from the blood of all men. God has sent me to be a watchman to the church and lift up my voice like a trumpet and warn the righteous of the consequences of his sins and rebellion against the word of God. An American church today is full of rebellion against the word of God, and they don't like a man of God that will disturb their tranquility. No way. I want to hear a smooth preacher. All right? Listen to the warning of Paul again in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, or beginning in verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. He uses that term over and over again. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators nor adulterers. He's preaching to the church of God at Corinth. And these old phony gospel singers say, oh, you're not supposed to tell Christians and preach to them they're not to commit adultery. I tell you what I think. I hope this gets on radio. I use these on radio and everywhere. I hope these old gospel singers hear it. I believe that guy sitting on that piano is an adulterer himself. If he hears it, I've judged him. You know, the old proverb says you throw a brick out of the window and the dog that's hit's going to yell. The dog you hit yells. If there's a pack of dogs, they don't all scream. But you throw a brick out the window, the one it hits, he'll yell. Boy, after I got through preaching last Sunday morning, that old boy, he couldn't hardly sing. Preached on another Jesus. That old phony Jesus that people accept. Now, Paul is preaching to the church of God at Corinth. He said, don't you let nobody deceive you, for fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and effeminate and abusers of themselves with mankind, that's homosexuals and lesbians and thieves and covetous and drunkards and revilers and extortioners, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You're not going to heaven. I don't give two what church you belong to. You ain't going to heaven. Somebody says, oh, that means the sinners. Well, if you do that, what are you? You're a sinner. You're lost. And such were some of you. See, past tense, you were like that. But now you're washed. You're sanctified.